originally, he was just gonna take some pictures of me and my slutty little Santa's helper outfit as part of your Christmas gift. I know this particular photographer gets booked up early, so I went in November. He had lots of free time. And it started off innocently enough, babe. But you know how tight that costume is. Just red, tiny little velvet bikini top with white, furry bottoms cupping my tits and panties. Basically, a red velvet thong with a little bit of white fur around the top. And yes, some of the poses were a little suggestive. I did want to make your cock hard with them. And I guess he figured out the reason I wore what I wore. The reason I wanted to take these pictures for you. As the poses got a little riskier and riskier. Well, some with me bending over, spreading my legs. One with me sitting on Santa's lap with my legs spread over his. Then he'd slide his legs open wider so that I was pretty much spread right open. Those bottoms really leave nothing to the imagination. Yes, of course he had a Santa there. It's supposed to be pictures of Santa's little helper. Well, then he suggested that you might like some even riskier pictures. Something a little X-rated. And I kind of knew you would, babe. I started thinking about giving you the pictures as a present. You seeing me naked with another man, posing naked with another man, and I knew you'd like that, and it would make your cock even harder than just me and my slutty little Santa's helper bikini. So when he suggested I take the top off, I knew I had to, babe. For you. Always for you. That's why I'm the slut that I am. For you. To make your cock hard. Fuck, is this making your cock hard? It's a shame you're gonna have to wait for those pictures. Right until Christmas. But in the meantime, I could describe to you the photo shoot. Would you like that? Would your cock like that? You're gonna have to take it out and show me. Oh, fuck. You're already hard, babe. Yeah, wrap your hand around your cock and start stroking it for me, and I'll tell you the nasty things your slut did today. So, I did as the photographer suggested. I took off and tiny little velvet bikini top I had on. And the photographer said that he doesn't think he's ever taken pictures of a more perfect pair of tits. He asked Santa if he'd ever seen a more perfect pair of tits. And he shook his head. He whispered he's never touched a perfect pair of tits like mine either. So I leaned down and put my tits in his hands. And the photographer started taking pictures. Snap after snap of Santa with his white gloved hands cupping my tits and rolling my nipples between his fingers. God, I was getting wet, baby. You know, it makes me wet when strange men play with my tits. Fuck, you stroke your cock like that. Then the photographer told me to sit back down on Santa's lap, spread my legs wide, and lean my back against Santa's chest so he could get a good view of my tits pushed up and out while Santa fondled them, cupped them, squeezed them together for the camera. And then the cameraman stopped for a minute. He came in close for a tighter view. I thought he was going to be taking pictures of my tits again, but he angled the camera down between my legs. And he made that sound. And he said, "Looks like Santa's little helper really is a slut. I can see your pussy dripping through her tight little panties." I was wet. Apparently, the red velvet was getting a deep shade of red between my legs. Because I was so turned on with Santa touching my tits. And I heard Santa against my ear whisper, "Oh, you little slut. Let me see if what he's saying is true." And he took one of his gloved hands and slid it down my bare belly, all the way down, slipped it under that little fur top of my panties and slipped one of his gloved fingers down between my pussy lips. Fuck, he did, babe. And I kept my legs open wide for him. I can't tell you how dirty I felt just feeling that gloved finger start sliding over my clit and down my slit. Something about the fact that he still had those gloves on and that they were getting all wet and sticky with my pussy juices made me feel so dirty. And you know I love it when I feel like a dirty girl. I am such a dirty girl, baby. And I saw the photographer adjust his cock. It was so hard watching Santa's hand underneath my tight little velvet panties. He started fingering my pussy. I've never felt anything like that. Gloved fingers inside me. First one, then two, and they were getting so soaked. The friction of that material just felt so strange and so fucking good inside me. He whispered against my ear, "Oh, you are wet. Such a little wet hole. I bet it wants to be stuffed with a big, fat candy cane. Fuck me. I could feel Santa's big, fat candy cane against my ass. I started wriggling against him. All until the photographer had enough. He told me that my panties were ruining the shot being wet like that, and I should slip them off. Well, what else could I do, babe? I wanted to have perfect shots for you now, didn't I? Oh, anything for you. So I stood up, and the photographer switched from taking still pictures to video. He told me to slowly slide those red velvet thong bottoms down all over my ass and to bend over and slide them down my thighs and down my legs and step out of them with my red high heels I was wearing. Yeah. He told me to put my hands on Santa's thighs and spread my heels apart a little. He was getting close-up pics of my pussy slits, my ass. I thought that was so hot, just posing for him, exposing my holes for him. As I was leaning over with my hands on Santa's thighs, I couldn't help but slide them higher and higher. Santa's cock was hard, babe. And I reached up and started undoing his big red velvet pants, sliding them down just enough so I could get that big, delicious, suckable candy cane out of Santa's pants. Oh, yeah. Oh, want me to show you? I was bent over him, just like this. I was just as close to his cock as I am to yours right now, baby. And I leaned down and licked the head of Santa's cock like this. He was leaking pre-cum just like you are, babe. I tasted it on my tongue. The photographer came to the side and told me to look up at Santa while I licked his dick. Just like this. And he took pictures of me. Some more still pictures and some video. He started calling me Santa's little slut. I liked that. Then, you know me. Licking him wasn't enough, babe, so I had to slide my lips around Santa's big fuckbowl and start to suck him like this. Oh, fuck. Did you know that Santa's cock is uncircumcised, babe? Oh, don't you think it's hot that I know that? That I have my tongue swirling around his foreskin? The tip of his cock. Oh, and I was jerking it with my hand. He was moaning. And when I looked up, I noticed the photographer had his cock out now, too. He was holding the camera with one hand and slow stroking his cock with the other. That made me so hungry for another cock. What? Now, the photographer's cock was cut, babe. I had one of each to sample and enjoy. First, I wanted my mouth back on Santa's cock. You know he's got a thick, thick candy cane. That lucky, lucky Mrs. Claus must love getting her pussy stretched out by his big dick. I know I loved stretching my mouth open wide around it to suck him. Oh, fuck, of course I did, babe. I wanted to impress Santa, so I had to take him down my throat. It helped that his gloved hand was on the back of my head, and he was pushing me down deep while the photographer recorded every sock and bob of my head in Santa's lap. Just like this. You know what, babe? When I had his cock buried in my throat, I licked Santa's sacks with the tip of my tongue. I could feel how full of cum they were. Just like this. Oh, I know you love it when I bury my head down on your cock and lick your balls. Santa loved it too. But the photographer was a little worried that the photo shoot would end too soon if I kept sucking Santa's dick. We still had a lot of time left. So he told me to get back up on Santa's lap like a good girl and tell him exactly what I want for Christmas. This time, though, I decided to climb up on Santa's lap, put my big titties in his face, like this. And I leaned down against Santa's ear, and I whispered, I want to get fucked for Christmas, Santa. I want a big dick fucking my tight wet pussy. And you know what, Santa? I don't just want one, because I'm a greedy little girl. I want two big dicks stuffing my pussy full of Christmas cum. Please, Santa. I expected him to grant my wish immediately, but instead, he smacked my ass hard, babe. He did. He said I was definitely on the naughty list. My filthy mouth put me there. He said he could smell his cock on my breath. Oh, and I know he liked that. Could you smell his cock on my breath, baby? Can you smell his cum on me? I know soon enough, you're gonna be able to feel his cum inside me. Not just his either, babe. Oh, fuck yes. You know I was filthy today. I couldn't wait to come home and tell you. Oh, then Santa grabbed my hips and started pulling me down into his lap, pushing his fat, uncut cock head up into my tight little pussy. Not yet, babe. I'm not gonna show you what he did yet, or how it felt yet. Who's gonna sit here on your lap, straddling you with my tits in your face while you stroke your cock? You're gonna have to wait for it, but I promise it'll be worth the wait, babe. He slid me down on his cock, guided my ass so that I could bounce up and down on his big dick. Did I mention that Santa has a very thick dick, baby? Oh, yeah. I could feel my pussy just clinging to his cock, squeezing him so tight. And the photographer was all over taking pictures of my tits and Santa's face, taking video of me from behind, perfect shot of my tight pussy lips clinging to his shaft as I slid all the way up and then back down, the glossy sheen of my pussy juices dripping down Santa's big sack. Oh, fucking. All the while I could hear him spitting on his hand occasionally and jacking his cock off. You know, I offered to get his cock wet for him, to use my mouth on him, and he said he had to remain professional and had to keep filming. I think he just didn't trust himself with his cock in my mouth. He was waiting for the perfect time. That came soon enough, babe, because after he got me riding Santa's dick from every angle, he set his camera up on a tripod. Actually, two of his cameras, one down low on the floor, taking shots from that angle. Perfect angle to see me riding that cock. One from afar, getting all of me, my full body on top of Santa. That's finally when the photographer moved in to step behind me. He leaned down. I could feel his hot body over mine. He said, "You want to give your guy something really special?" I nodded. "Yes," he said. "You want to show him what a little Christmas whore you are?" And I nodded again. "Please, yes, please." Oh, that's when I felt his cock start pushing against my pussy that was already stretched to the limit with Santa's cock inside me. But he didn't care, babe. He knew that your girl could take another cock in her pussy if he never gave up trying to stick that big fat cock head of his in that tight little hole. It's not like I wasn't wet enough. I was creaming all over Santa's cock. I was trembling and moaning, and Santa grabbed my hips and held them tight so that I couldn't wriggle away from the photographer's cock as he finally managed to get its fat cockhead to just push past my tight little pussy and stretch it enough to shove it in my hole. No, not yet, babe. I'm not gonna sit on your cock yet. Just keep stroking it. I promise it'll be worth the wait. Oh, I moaned, baby. I told them that they were so big in my pussy. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know if I could really take him. Not all of him. Because that photographer had a thick cock, too. He was even a little longer than Santa, but he didn't stop. He didn't give a shit. He'd waited long enough just watching me be a slut. It was his turn to reap the rewards of all his hard work today. Fuck, he was hard. And he started shoving his cock deeper and deeper. Oh, fuck, making my hole just stretch more and more. It's like the base of his cock was even thicker than the rest of him. And he wanted it all buried deep inside me, while Santa made sure my pussy remained deep down on his dick, too. Oh, he just sat there for a minute with his dick buried in me, waiting for the photographer to slip the full length of his cock up inside me before they both started fucking me. Oh, not like Santa could do too much damage, but he did try and buck his hips up in rhythm into my pussy while the photographer grabbed onto my shoulders and used them for leverage so he could bang me deep, baby. Oh, I could feel their cocks slipping and sliding against each other in my tight hole. Oh, and I had my head thrown back and I was just moaning. Telling them that it felt so fucking good. That they were stretching me open. And they kept whispering, "You love it, slut. Take these dicks. Take it. Fuck yeah. What a tight little cunt." And I loved it when they were talking dirty to each other over me. And I loved the sounds their sloppy cocks made in my dripping pussy. And how I could hear them breathing faster, grunting. That photographer, he was on edge. He didn't seem to have the self-control that Santa did. He started bucking up into me. Oh, I could hear his balls sticky from my juices slapping against Santa's, him grunting. Oh, fuck, she's gonna make me cum. God, I wanna fill this fucking hole up with cum. And I moaned for it. Yes, I want that cum. Oh, I want that cum. Of course I wanted to cum in my hole, baby. What's the point of having fun with two strange cocks if I don't get full of cum from my guy? Oh, yes, you do, babe. You deserve me. You deserve your slut. Oh, fuck. That's when the photographer couldn't take it anymore. He made sure to stretch his legs wide, made sure to tilt me a little towards the camera just before he said, "Fuck! That's it. Take it. Take this hot fucking load, you little slut. Take it. Take it." And he started pumping cum in me. I could feel his hard cock flexing, the veins on his cock pumping that cum deep in my hole. So could Santa. He started cursing under me. "Fuck. God damn it. Oh, you're nutting in her, aren't you? Shit, you're gonna make me nut too. Shit, fuck, fuck." That's what he was saying, babe. And then, of course, the photographer kept pumping his cum in me. Just as Santa started to add his load too, and Both of their cocks were throbbing. Do you know what that's like, babe? Two already huge fucking dicks in my tight hole, both pulsing and throbbing, pumping me full of cum. Yeah. Oh, God, yes, baby, my pussy's so full of cum. You ready? You want to feel it? Want to feel what those nasty men did to your slut's hole? Yeah, baby, let me ride that dick. Let me sit this stretched out cunt on your cock just like this. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, God. Is it still warm and sticky in there? You feel that cum? You feel what they did to me? Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. I want it. I want your cum. Fuck. Yes. Make a sloppy mess of your little slut's cream pie hole. Fuck, yes, baby. Come at me. Oh, I'm going to come on your cock, baby. It's so fucking good. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. That's my cum. That's my fucking man's cum. Give it to me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh. Treat for you when I got home. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, God, it was so hard to keep all the cum in there for you. But I kept my pussy squeezed so tight because I wanted it warm and creamy for your cock. Oh, God, I love it when you slip and slide all that spunk everywhere. Yeah, I'll make a mess of my pussy, baby. Get their cum all over your cock. Oh, God. Oh, no. I have to slide down off your cock and down between your legs. Just like I did after they filled me with cum. I got down between Santa's legs and cleaned his cock off. Oh, God. And he didn't have three flavors of cum on his cock like you do, babe. Just two yummy loads of cum from strange cocks that I got to clean off like this. Oh, they called me a nasty girl for cleaning up that spunk. My ear nasty girl, baby. Oh, I am. I love being a nasty little cum cleaner. I cleaned up the photographer too, of course. God, there was so much cum dripping down his big balls. There's cum on your balls, baby. Oh, your cum added to any other man's spunk always makes it taste so much better, babe. You know I love your cum the best. And you know what the best part is, babe? You're gonna get to see those pictures and the video is a very special Christmas present, and I'm gonna ride you and talk you through the whole thing play by play while you watch me and my pussy take two big cocks for you. Oh, I know, baby. It's gonna be so hard to wait for Christmas. Don't worry though, I can tell you the story about how I was Santa's little fuck toy anytime you want.